It's the story, it's well known in England, but not very well known here, of Winston Churchill's spy network called the Special Operations Executive, SOE. And these were everyday people, school teachers. One was a Sufi princess, bartenders, prostitutes, who were recruited by the British spy service, trained like James Bonds in various remote places in England and Scotland, and then dropped behind enemy lines in the darkest days of World War II, when it really did look like Hitler was going to win. He'd routed all the armies of Europe and pushed the British off the beaches at Dunkirk back home. And the United States had not yet entered the war. And this was Churchill's desperate attempt to, as he said, set Europe ablaze through sabotage and other forms of, frankly, terrorism. Behind Nazi lines. And so these very brave people, after being trained, were parachuted often, usually, or brought in through light aircraft into Europe and trained as radio operators and saboteurs and assassins. And many of them, of course, didn't make it back to Europe, to England. They were captured by the Gestapo and tortured horribly, and some ended up in concentration camps where they were murdered. But many did make it back, and many were women, actually. So we tell the story of three of these commando teams. One was the famous, in Europe at least, Norwegian commando team, incredibly brave young men who were dropped into one of the most forbidding, icy wildernesses in all of Europe, in Norway, where Hitler was building a heavy water plant as a key part of his effort to build an atom bomb, which, of course, would have been catastrophic if he'd been able to achieve that before we did.
Right.
And they sabotaged this plant. Amazing story. In other words, this Indian-American woman, a beautiful woman, Noor Inayat Khan, who was very timid soul and pacifist, brought up as a pacifist by her Sufi father. And yet she volunteered, and she was dropped in to France to be the last radio link at one point between Paris and England. And then the final story is about Harry Rhee, who was a pacifist and a socialist and dedicated, had promised not to go to war, like many young intellectuals of his day after the horrors of World War I, but changed his mind after Kristallnacht, when the stormtroopers, of course, broke into Jewish families' homes and stores and beat up and killed many Jews. He realized what a monstrous regime this was, the Nazi regime, and so he had to do something, and he was sent in to sabotage arms plants in France. Anyway, these are amazing stories, very dramatic. They're everyday people who do heroic things, and it really is, I think, the real life Inglorious Bastards. If any of you out there saw the Tarantino movie, it was fun, but it was like a comic book.
Oh, sure was. Yeah.
But this is the real stuff in this one. Even though we bring it to life almost like a comic book with these great visuals and these great illustrations, this stuff is all thoroughly documented, and it's the real stuff.
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed Inglourious Basterds, and I didn't know that I was going to. In the end, it kind of reminded me of a mix between Pulp Fiction and Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah, that's a good way of saying it. I did too. It was fun. I knew obviously it wasn't real history, but I got caught up in it.
Yeah, totally. I kind of wished it had happened that way.
Exactly.
That's the beauty of that. Is it sort of wouldn't that have been cool? And I never really thought about that as being the possibilities. I think movies ought to do that more often. Just as long as imagination is unbounded, why not go there?
Well, wait till you read the story about the Norwegian team of commandos.
Right.
I mean, that is like a fantasy. Here are these guys who, like, parachute in. They're living on reindeer blood and reindeer meat and the moss, the uneaten, undigested moss in the bellies of reindeer. They really do the impossible by blowing up this plant, sabotaging this plant. And then you have Hitler's entire army that's stationed in Norway chasing them against this frozen wilderness, and they escape. It's just a remarkable story when you hear about these guys.